Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you, it is a sobering realization, very akin to jumping into ice cold water. When you come to full grips, and I don't think I've even done that completely yet, it's hard for me to even grasp it, that the ruling elite of the planet love killing innocent people, love dumbing people down, love poisoning children, love the fact that there are tens of millions of autistic children now in the West, lives completely ruined, families ruined, families put through hell, and that they're putting cancer and viruses in us, and they love it. It's fun, and they're going to keep doing it, and I think you're going to keep watching ball games, and you're going to laugh at me, and you're just not going to read the books written by them or find out they run everything. Okay, fine. Let's go back to Aaron Dykes. Aaron, let's this little last part here of Aldous Huxley, and then we will get into the analysis. Here it is.
Of suggestion and persuasion in the form of Hitler. Anybody who's read, for example, Bullock's Life of Hitler, comes forth from this with a sort of horrified admiration for this infernal genius who really understood human weaknesses, I think, almost better than anybody, and who exploited them with all the resources then available. I mean, he knew everything. I mean, for example, he knew intuitively this Pavlovian truth that conditioning installed in a state of stress or fatigue it goes much deeper than conditioning installed at other times. This was why all his big speeches were organized at...
Do a Google search. We've probably covered 36 of these in the last few years, where they now have school drills, not just with the SWAT teams unannounced running in, putting guns in children's heads as young as 7 years, 6 years of age, while they cry and wet themselves. Now in public schools, they will not let them have a snack, make them stay in the classroom, defecate and urinate in trash cans. You think I'm joking? Type it into Google. It's all over the news. I mean, I've probably seen 30, 40 articles on that alone. No lunch. And then at about 3 o'clock, after no food all day, these children have never gone really without eating that long, so they're, you know, somebody who's used to not eating all day sometimes can handle the blood sugar. The kids feel horrible, headaches, they're crying, they are defecating in front of each other. I mean, this is hardcore mind control. Hardcore. And don't laugh, yuppies, seeing this on the web later. You go Google it. You pull up mainstream news. And then, of course, you will then do doublethink subconditioning and convince yourself it was good. I understand. But catch yourself in that. Now you're denying it. Go find out it's true. And then catch your brain instantly shift and tell you it's all right. And then maybe you can notice the mind control you're under that Huxley's laughing at you about right now. See, I want you to be free. I want to be free. I'm telling you, you've been conned. But anyways, I'm digressing. After the no food, the urinating, the defecating in front of each other, the humiliation, the stink in the classrooms, then the SWAT teams hit. Then the SWAT, and in some cases then, they then, after that, bring in cake and ice cream, and the officers are all friendly, and then it's all a big happy time. Folks, that is his hardcore mind control as it gets. And I can't believe the cops are so dumb that they don't know. I mean, can you imagine? Aaron, I just bring this up off the top because it sounds so incredible. People won't check it out and they won't believe me. Have you ever run into those stories where they got to go to the bathroom in the trash cans?
Yeah, I think I found that story when I first started working here. And one of my friends from high school told me recently she was in a drill where they pointed guns at her face in the hall. You know, something
she works in a school?
This was when she was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But imagine 7-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks, I'm a full-grown man, and I've never been in the military, so I guess I've been conditioned to it. But, you know, I've been in, like, you know, out in the national parks and everything, in these primitive bathrooms where there's a toilet right there and somebody walks in while you're using the bathroom. I mean, I'm a man, and I'm not tough, but I mean, I like privacy while I'm using the bathroom. Can you imagine these kids having to go to the bathroom? By the way, they've got these unisex bathrooms at a lot of public schools now, where they make you all go in the bathroom together. See, this has all been to break down our normal human mammalian activities. Stay there. Folks, they're torturing your children right now. So.
Wow. Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know if you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Finish up with Huxley, and then we'll go to Aaron Dykes. Here's the rest of Huxley.
This was why all his big speeches were organized at night. He's in this field of pure persuasion. I think we do know much more than we did in the past, and obviously we now have mechanisms for multiplying the demagogue's voice and image in a quite hallucinatory way. I mean, the television and the radio, Hitler was making enormous use of the radio. He could speak to millions of people simultaneously.
And we've got a lot more of that. You can find that on Berkeley's website. Just type, Huxley, Berkeley speech. How did you find it again, Aaron?
Huxley, Berkeley, the year was 1962. That might help, but it definitely came up pretty quickly in the searches there.
And there's even worse stuff in there. It's just we don't have time to play it all. You want to play tomorrow's Children, since you went to the trouble to upload it? It's about 4 minutes long.
It's a pretty good clip.
Let's describe this first. Describe it for people.
It's kind of a boil down of the forcible sterilization law. Of course, it's a movie, so it's a bit dramatized. But you'll see how social workers tell you they are the ones who are going to make the decision if your family is going to be sterilized. And you'll see that the judge will make the decision not based on And the guy makes the parallel of it being a crime. She hasn't been proven guilty yet. And the judge says, but your children could be bad. You may be healthy, but your children could be bad, couldn't they? Therefore, we must forcibly sterilize you.
Now, we've watched the whole film. It's only about 55 minutes long, and it's a pro-eugenics film. The way they do it is the family does have several crippled children, and another brother's in jail. And so the social workers come by and grab them and take them to be sterilized at the facilities and to be institutionalized. But she's really an orphan and really comes from a high blood family. She's beautiful, not like the scum that deserve to be sterilized. And so, and it's perfect psychology. So it's like, it's saying eugenics is good, but oh, in her case, we don't want it to happen to her. And it shows people locked up in facilities being castrated. It's got the social workers going and grabbing people. But now I don't know which clip you got. Did you get the main clip where she's at the house explaining you're going to be sterilized too? And then do you have the clip where she's in front of the judge?
Exactly. That's what we're going to hear.
Okay, here it is.
Excuse everybody. Where's Ma? She didn't get sick again.
Are you Alice Mason?
Yes. But where am I and the kids?
Well, they're all safe, so there's nothing for you to worry about. Now sit down. I want to talk to them. I'm Mrs. Wright of the Welfare Association. You're 17, aren't you, Alice?
Yes. But what have you done with my folks?
Well, we're trying to help them, Alice, and you too. They were taken to the hospital this afternoon.
Hospital? Wasn't none of them sick this morning? Ma isn't worse, is she? Where's Pa?
He's gone to the hospital too, Alice.
I don't see what for. You're sure you didn't put him in jail?
Of course not. I said we were trying to help them.
You better tell her so she'll understand.
Well, we thought it necessary to present your family's case to the State Medical Commission. Not to an examination, they decided there was but one important action to take. To have your entire family sterilized.
Well, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we investigated your family's history, Alice. And those of the past three generations have been feeble-minded. From genital cripples or habitual drunkards. Instead of improving, each generation is more of a problem. Now, in this state, we have a law which provides for such people to have an operation so there won't be any more children.
I see.
Now, we place your brothers in institutions where they'll be properly cared for. You can go back to your job soon. I'll arrange to have a held open for you.
But I'm keeping my job. I'm not going anywhere.
Now, you're going to the hospital too, Alice.
But there's nothing wrong with me.
Perhaps not. You wouldn't want to marry this fine young man and be ashamed of the children you had.
And you mean they're going to stop me from having children ever?
Exactly.
I'm all right, I tell you. I won't go to any hospital.
Now, Alice, you must be reasonable.
Now, we got a court order. But besides, your parents gave permission. You'll get a chance to tell your side of it in court.
I won't go, I tell you. We don't want any trouble with you, young woman. If you refuse to go, the officer here will take you by force.
All right. Maybe I'd better go. There might be a chance for me in court.
Sure.
Of course.
You don't mind if I go to my room and get some things. I'll need them.
Go right ahead.
Alice Mason. Come on, Jim.
Are you interested in this case?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm Dr. Brooks of the county hospital. This is Jim Baker, Miss Mason's fiance.
What testimony have you to offer?
In the case of Miss Mason, I can see no reason for the operation that's been recommended. The girl is perfectly normal. She's hardworking and has a good reputation.
Do you know anything about her family background?
Yes, Your Honor, I do.
There are several other children, aren't there?
Yes.
What is their condition?
One is a cripple. Two others might be classed as feeble-minded.
Isn't the oldest son in jail?
Well, yes, I believe so.
And knowing all that, you still contend that this girl should be allowed to bring more people like that into the world?
She's sound, Your Honor. She's not anything like the rest. Surely she should be given a chance to work out her own salvation.
I can't agree with you, Doctor. Suppose she is normal. The chances are that her children will inherit the family taint. Isn't that possible?
But, Your Honor,
I'm sorry, Doctor. Three generations of unfit are enough. Petition not allowed.
Actually,
you're going to operate on...
Hit pause for a minute and back it up. That's actually an Oliver Wendell Holmes quote that they have the judge deliver. Isn't it, Aaron?
Oliver Wendell Holmes from the Buck versus Bell case in 1927, where they upheld forcible sterilization.
Now, again, this is a public face that they're going to just sterilize the bad people, which we're not saying we're for, you know, bad in quotes. Really, they want to dumb down their competition and actually hurt everybody. It's the opposite of even, I mean, it's horrible enough to say they want to do this because they know how to run things and want to help us. But in truth, they're just, it's so diabolical.
Well, sure, you see the plan to separate the population into a caste system, have divergent species, but that's not what's put forward in propaganda, of course. Of course, in the 20s and before that, they were promoting a better society, how everyone was going to be uplifted, just as you see with the transhuman movement today. It's going to be for everyone, but we'll soon find out that it won't be for everyone.
And the Pentagon in 2000 was written in 98, but they released it in 2000, wrote... They got real mad at the Federation of American Scientists because they declassified it to them, but they weren't supposed to release it. And they said, we're going to use fads and media to make brain chips cool. And they said, we'll first get chips under the skin, then we're going to get brain chips, and we're just going to make it stylish. And then the old-timer parents will go, no, don't do that. It's Big Brother. Shut up. I'm going in for the operation. It's my right. There's been rules written. And then we've had transhumanists on, I mean, top scientists. And they go, well, you just won't be able to have a job. You know, you don't have to have the chip. Just like you don't have to have the national ID card, but don't leave your house without it.
Now, Alex, it will be cool. We won't have to open doors or, check into things. We'll just have this cool little chip under our arm.
But these friends will control it, though. See, I mean, let's say angels ran the government. Yeah, then maybe it would be cool to have a brain chip so I could dial into my computer. But the point is that it fully compromises the basic of what a human species is, and then this elite, everything they've done is basically evil. I mean, these people, folks, are bad news. You understand?
Well, that's the problem. It's always an ethical debate of, well, there are some moral issues, so we have to make sure we keep ethics in check.
We're going to safeguard, and really it's to codify moving forward.
The plan
it's
is
like IBM saying,
there.
We promise we won't use the genetic data of our 130,000 employees against you, but give us your blood. And then I see it in National Geographic a few months ago. Oh, IBM and National Geographic are going all over the world to get the human migratory pass to see how the three sub-races are all interrelated. Negro, Anglo, and Asian. And, guess what? It just so happens, I know IBM was doing studies for the Pentagon. The problem with race-specific bioweapons is we've all got the same traits, so they have to get basic genetic markers so they can use a bioweapon on the Arabs that won't kill Jews or Caucasians. And I guarantee you, this migratory trait test, they're advertising all over the place, and I knew it, and then I went and researched the last few days, and sure enough, all the nexus points are there. It's a huge bioweapons research project right out in plain view, and you're giving them your blood to find out your genome and your history and your migratory background. Are you insane? Go ahead, Aaron.
And, of course, we spot check for IBM members who do pop up at the Cold Springs Harbor where eugenics... Started.
All top command positions.
The Eugenics Records Office, IBM checks out there, and the Human Genome Project, which is led by James Watson, the guy who discovered DNA and discovered it was a double helix and is still in operation today, not only works out of the Cold Springs Harbor... But opened a school there. The first graduating class, I believe, is 2004.
And he was the head of it.
Yeah, he's currently the head of it now.
But before that, he was the head of Cold Springs Harbor. And he also says, well, I may have been working there during the whole thing, but I'm not a eugenicist, but I do believe there's no sanctity of life and that arguments against controlling genetics and sterilizing all this are... No, I mean, I'm for it.
That's right.
It's like saying, I'm not for putting an axe into your head, but I am for putting a hatchet into your head. I mean, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, it's a case in point of how we have this ethical debate. And he says he wrote up the ethics into the Genome Project so people wouldn't accuse him of being a closet eugenicist.
But here's the point. It's a eugenics facility that has been being run out of from the start. And then you find, Aaron, we would just say, let's randomly pick this person's name and see if they're eugenicists, and they would be. I mean, it's everywhere. I've never seen such connections. Folks, we have found out the key. I'm telling you. I'm serious. We've discovered it.
There's so much information coming in. We thought it was going to be 5 or 10 minutes. Now I don't know if it's going to be the whole film and Endgame or what, but yeah, we're just drowning in information. It's absolutely incredible.
They run, I mean, and would you say they run 95% of the scientific community? I mean,
they're completely infused everything you know to be science today.
Computers were invented for eugenics.
Yeah, we found the documents for 1928, a Jamaican cross-race study.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
The elite, again, have always had disdain for the general public. Now they've scientifically found a rationale for it. At the end of World War II, the Nazis come over here. There are more than 20,000 tests conducted, chemicals, biological sprayed. Uranium, I even found the isotopes last night that specifically put in pills and gave to thousands of people on base. They give them to troops, their wives. Let me find the actual numbers here. Pregnant wives of GIs were given vitamins by base doctors that actually consisted of highly radioactive uranium-239 and plutonium-241, resulting in violent miscarriages. And people know about the Atomic Soldiers Project, Shad. They'd put our troops in chambers and kill them with nerve gas. And more than just testing nerve gas on troops, it was to see if they had scientific corps that would do it when need be. Like they have helicopter corps do practice biological spraying with subtilis globigy all over the U.S. routinely. And they even announce it. That way, when they tell the troops, okay, put these spray bottles on and go spray, and it's gas that will kill everybody, or gas that will release a bioweapon, they'll do it. So, see, there's lots of reasons they do this. Aaron, bring us through the 60s right through to present. When we come back, let's get into transhumanism in the future.
Well, in the 60s, of course, it became that phase of quietly doing it so no one would notice. You heard Aldous Huxley say he has a horrified admiration for Hitler. And there's an interesting quote.
And then he went on to say he's been in mental facilities. I don't know if we played that, where they already had wires in their heads, remote controlling them in the 60s.
Yeah, that's very much the case. You'll see that Francis Galton said, in a eugenics essay called Definition, Scope, and Aims, I see no impossibility in eugenics becoming a religious dogma among mankind. A religious dogma among mankind. But its details must first be worded out sedulously in the study. Overzeal leading to hasty action would do harm.
And we saw Buddhist monks last week at Live Earth and the Vatican having meetings at sacred sites saying it's now of the Lord we must reduce carbon footprint.
Yeah, I think that concept would fall under overzeal in my opinion, but
yeah.
I could be wrong. Yeah, he warns of overzeal and says holding out expectations for a near golden age would disappoint and certainly be falsified and cause the science to be discredited. The first and main point is to secure the general intellectual acceptance of eugenics as a hopeful and most important study. Then let its principles work into the heart of the nation, who will gradually give practical effect to them in ways that we may not wholly foresee. And that's what we see. In many ways, the New World Order works. It'll have someone like Hitler. Of course, no one yet has been as extreme as Hitler out in the open. But he's kind of the imploder. He's the one who's taken eugenics too far. But once it's underground, it goes very quietly under programs like UNESCO, under clubs like the Club of Rome. And it becomes population control as opposed to forcible sterilization, although that very much continues.
Sustainability, environmentalism, all these terms, and they get all these good people working for them that have no idea. Meanwhile, the elite, though, have a penchant for actually hurting the environment. I mean, these people are nuts. They love genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, all these bad things they do, and then they're simultaneously, though, saying they're doing it for the Earth.
But it's all these mouths to feed that are causing all the problems. I actually pulled up a document today from the UNESCO publication. I think the year was 1974, and the big headline was 1 plus 1 equals 3, 200,000 new mouths to feed every day. And it's all about how we need to control.
And now we found their documents where it's really about not letting Africa and Asia, but mainly Africa, develop, and these people starving to death because of it, because of environmental policies.
Yeah, in fact, forcible sterilization continued in the United States for a long time, in some states even until the 80s, and other Western nations continued through the mid-70s and even later.
And you discover, it's still going on right now, bigger than ever, when you talk to yuppies or liberals or even conservatives, people who have been university study, they don't know why. They go, well, shouldn't we reduce? Shouldn't we sterilize? You know, it's hard. It sounds mean, but I'm intellectual enough to make the hard decision. I mean, so many of you listening, you know, this is what was discussed. I remember going to college, didn't matter if it was algebra, it didn't matter if it was sociology, anthropology, psychology, it didn't matter if it was Texas history. They would just get up the front of the class and say, we must reduce world population. We must reduce, I mean, this is the religion.
Well, that's the doublethink. We've decided that the Nazi regime, the Nazi way of doing things is so horrible, yet we have a science that supposedly justifies literally eliminating the entire
third
world.
Well, it's like Time Magazine and everybody, Margaret Sanger loves women and blacks. Oh, she's so good. She really stood up for women. Meanwhile, she's talking about sterilizing women and blacks are subhuman. Oh, they love blacks.
Well, that's the religion of it. Get with the feel. The body is a temple. You know, we have to cut out the negative aspects of our population. That's how we're going to attain the heavenliness.
Oh, Margaret Sanger's so liberal. Meanwhile, I mean, if you or I started talking about killing all the blacks, we'd be Nazis, but not her.
No, 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 it's liberal. Oh, my God, it's beautiful.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
Thanks.
Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today. Thanks to the renegades.
I salute the renegades.
We're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
And the lives they lead.
The lives they lead.
Far ahead of. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. We're about to get back into the future of eugenics, the current and future. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness due to stress and anxiety. And I'm telling you, you need to get the best green food out there. That Aaron, you took it just this morning, didn't you?
As a matter of fact, I did.
And you're losing weight big time, by the way. And again, it doesn't have a bunch of stuff to speed you up so you don't eat. It just has all the nutrients so you're not hungry. Inner food, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking it, losing weight. So is Aaron. It's not really meant to make you lose weight. It's just you're not as hungry. Well, here's an example. I got some food for lunch. I only ate half of it. Used to, I'd eat all of that and still be hungry. And I'm going to take Enerfit about 3 days a week when I remember. You're taking it every morning in here. The free supply we got, he's imbibing in it. Point is, give him a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com, enerfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238. Got a lot of other great products there as well. Be sure and check them out. There's also 84 different types of minerals in ionic form in Shilacine from Blacklisted Herb. They got a lot of the really interesting stuff on their site, and this stuff comes from the mountains of Tibet and Nepal. It is a mineral deposit that gives you a lot of trace minerals you need, a very important mineral to take. You can get the stuff out of the mountains or out of the sea, and this is a particularly powerful stuff. And they got a deal where it's free to try. By that, if you don't like it, you can just mail it back. But this isn't where you give them your credit card and you get a call and get them to reverse that. No, there's no credit card number, no nothing. It's free to try. If you don't like it, you just mail it back. Or you don't have to mail it back. You just don't pay the first invoice. And when you want to order second, you pay for the first invoice. So it's a great deal. I just get your name and number, your address, where to mail it to, with an invoice. And if you want more, you order more and pay for the first invoice. Give blacklistedherb.com a call at 877-327-0365. It's Solutions from Science, blacklistedherb.com, 877-327-0365. And I really haven't plugged them all day because I've been too busy ranting and raving about the news. Here's the plug. It's up on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. 17 minutes of added footage. 17. That's a mini film right there. On 7-7, 9-11, the BBC reporting on 7 falling before it did. So much more in the new Terror Storm Final Cut Special Edition. The whole thing's been remastered. New video added. New audio throughout. It's just a lot stronger film now. Available on DVD. Now shipping it out to you at InfoWars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. You can call and get your DVD out of it with over an hour of extras and over a two-hour film, so well over 3 hours on the DVD. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. We have it up there in high quality. Really looks great. Flash, for flash download. You can watch it as it downloads. No more waiting. Or medium quality flash, or what are there? Two, three different? How many different formats are there for regular download, Aaron?
Right now we have three up, and there'll be more on the way.
Okay, so there's a bunch of different varieties and whatever you want up there. And Aaron's the guy doing that, too, as he knows all about it.
You have done well.
Anyways, I already told you, I'm making this resolution. We're not working as hard after Endgame comes out. We're going to cut back to 8 hours a day for a few months. It'll be like a vacation. But anyways, it's all up on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And you can go there and download it and burn it to disk and get it out to people that way. I mean, I just want this film to get out to people. That is the goal here. Aaron, my friend, you have the floor now. We got about 25 minutes left. Let's go through some more of how the environmental movement, the one-child policy, China's under it. Now they want that here. Now they're announcing, a tax on two children. That's one child. All these groups announcing you should only have one child. We need to reduce the population to 1 billion, 500 million, Ted Turner. They're all saying it now. This is their, we've got now the state of Texas last year. We're going to put this in the film. We don't just have the AP article. We went and got the video, thanks to Dr. Breeding, where they're sitting there saying, well, the state's psychiatrist, well, we're putting more than two-thirds of the kids on drugs because they come from a bad gene pool. Of course, no science, no tests, no just, we're putting you on deadly drugs because we say you're a bad gene pool. Aaron, walk us through the last bit of history, then the present, and then let's get into transhumanists.
Yeah, Alex, all this stuff is so scary, and even normal people, by normal I mean not informed, glued into the television, not paying attention to things, know how scary some of these privacy things are, and they're only accelerating. Now we have Tony Blair just left office looking for antisocial behavior disorders in babies. The pre-screening baby's going to tell you which babies can be born and not. And even though the
social workers, the same that were founded in England for sterilization and eugenics, are now fully realizing the dream of eugenics, actually prenatally in the womb they're watching the babies. Go ahead.
We're at this phase, and it's absolutely nightmarish, but at the same time, we're faced with another utopian dilemma, another chance to buy into the new utopia. And why? The question is why. Why because we could? Why because we discovered something new?
They brought you the world wars. They brought you the world wars. They brought you Hitler. They brought you all sorts of nightmares. Now they're bringing you something new. Will you embrace it? Go ahead.
As soon as you discover how to split the atom, we immediately create a bomb out of it. As soon as you rediscover Mendel's theory and have the slightest clue of heredity that you actually can't control yet, you immediately launch eugenics. And now, as soon as genetics heats up and more things become possible, immediately we talk about transcending the human body into a new age, a spiritual age of data, and there's all kinds of...
It's really a total bondage, total bondage.
It is. It's we're talking about people like Francis Fukuyama, talking about the end of history and the beginning of a new age in spiritual. We're talking about Ray Kurzweil, Age of Spiritual Machines. Ray Kurzweil, can you live long enough to live forever?
And if you've read 20 eugenics books, you read it and you go, it's the same stuff. They just changed the labels.
Yeah, it's the promotion of this great myth of how humanity is going to live forever and transcend.
But when you read their actual, when Bill Joy went to one of their meetings with 214 members of the technocracy, he described it in 2000, April issue of Wired Magazine. This is a guy, back then was worth $4 billion. We looked him up. I don't know about him now. Co-owner of Sun Microsystems. He went and he said, my God, they were openly talking about how they're going to kill everybody. So the point is, Kurzweil's out in the open saying, folks, but in reality, the elite are saying, we're going to kill you real soon.
Uh-huh. And if you read The Age of Spiritual Machines, which I have, Ray Kurzweil, he won't say we need to kill off the third world, but he will acknowledge that if you're going to be one of these who live forever, it's going to be a money thing, it's going to be a technology thing, and basically the third world hasn't got a prayer. Most of us in the United States...
And see, I put that in Rotatarian and people laughed at me. This is all they talk about. I mean, there's probably, what, 50, 60, 70 books we saw scanning in the last few days with all the top elite about, you know, we've got to get rid of the third world. Only elites can have the life extension. What's going to happen when the public finds out we've got this?
Mm-hmm.
See, because they know you don't read books, folks, so they're openly talking about you. They have now got this stuff. They're saying if you're 40 years old right now, folks, you ain't going to die. Now, regardless if you believe in that or not, or if it's real, they can certainly extend it greatly. They don't want you to have access. And the point is, they believe it, and they're racing for a world government so they can have the monopoly of the life extension.
It's still a question of Pandora's box and why do it. Even if it is possible to live forever, it's going to require culling out. As you draw in the nets, you're going to cull out the vast majority of people, and only the elites are going to be the, if this is even true,
and I mean, really, it's just a fusion of whatever's left in the biological memories into a supercomputer. And so it'll be a new species. That's actually true. But the point is that the elite that's shown they're totally bloodthirsty and can care less about any. See, so many of you out there who have degrees are pretty smart. You make $100,000, $300,000 a year. You think you're a member of the elite. Let me give you a newsflash. You're not. And so you hear this, you go, oh, well, that makes sense. The elite will have access. Do you understand, folks, you're not going to be cut into this, A. B, the elite that have raced to now be at the penultimate point of actually in grasp of this are a bunch of inbred scum who I don't think deserve to carry the mantle of humanity to the stars. Aaron?
Ray Kurzweil has already war-gamed out that the creation of nanotechnology is only going to lead to new problems. It's going to lead to nanotechnology wars. It's going to lead to a takeover by nanobots. We'll be slaves to nano-creatures, little tiny particles inside of us.
Why shouldn't we control destiny and not allow this?
Or in the
future, why shouldn't we strictly control this? Because then people argue, oh, see, that's what the elite would actually have people like you out there to say that and bring it under control. No, I mean total transparency, publicly have a national, international, global debate about this, and then have, you know, serious, strict, open control. See, only total openness can stop this, but they're actually going in the opposite direction.
Oh, but they're not hiding, Alex. They always present the moral argument. There could be issues.
But then they say there is no morals. It isn't. Morals aside, I want what humans are to slowly develop and to move forward and not to radically, dangerously bring in things that most of the statisticians say will have a probability of destroying us, and then they bring in 1,000 developments, which are going to be doubling every 2 minutes, and then every 5 seconds, and then every second. I mean, we don't need to bring this in, which is guaranteed to destroy us.
Alex, it's just like the eugenics from 100 years ago. They thought they had it nailed immediately, and of course we find out that...
They also have overconfident, yeah, right?
That's not the way it works. And they're still pursuing the general ideas when we know they don't know what they're talking about now.
Exactly. They're integrating old false science with just new overlays with whatever's new. Because you have to realize the people running things are 80, 90 years old, like David Rockefeller. They still own the money. They're in control. And they have the advisors and think tanks of certain schools. So we actually have a 80 to 90 to 100-year-old model running everything in a hyper-technology, explosive development paradigm.
Even if our hidden scientific dictatorship has learned from its mistakes and has corrected itself to be on a currently great path, we have such acceleration of developments, so many new things to learn about the
genes. And we have humans trying to make the predictability curve. We can't even adjust to it now. I'm sorry, it already may be too late. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, not at all, but we have so many new developments. How can we already commit to them? We haven't got a clue if they really pan out the way they think we do.
And it's a bunch of chicken-necked little wines, and I'm not saying we're drinking wines bad, you know what I mean, wine slurpers who think it's elegant to drink wine, stumbling around at nature conservancy meetings going, we'll soon deal with them. Oh, yes. How's your properties doing? I mean, these people are not even that hardworking either, we've discovered. Sorry, go ahead.
I want to counter that example with James Watson, who has been working very hard in genetics, again, doing his research.
Former head of the whole eugenics office building, yeah.
His entire operation is still at the Cold Springs Harbor, which is where eugenics started. And he has a quote here, kind of targeted at our niche of people. He's talking about such individuals who believe that genetically impaired fetuses have as much right to exist as those destined for healthy, productive lives, quote. But such arguments present no validity to those of us who see no evidence for the sanctity of life, believing instead that human as well as other forms of life are the products not of God's hand but of the evolutionary process operating under Darwin. And that's fine and good. He's going to reject God. But he goes further to take away our human rights inherent under the Constitution by saying, that's not to say humans don't have rights, but the rights don't come from God, but instead from social contracts among humans who realize that human societies must operate under rules that allow for stability and predictability in day-to-day existence.
Elite monopoly. Where's that sick quote where he says that we don't have any right to life, so they can go ahead and engineer us or kill us? Where he says there's no sanctity. That was a really evil one.
Yeah, he says there's no sanctity, and in fact, the prevailing emotion must be largely one of relief at not having to be called to give love and support to an infant who can never lead a normal life, he goes on to say.
But once you go over that slope, and he even says he calls it a slippery slope, it's over. Once you start saying we can just kill people, folks, it's over.
Well, that's another quote he has. He says, once you have the ability to pre-screen fetuses, just as an example of the many things going on in genetics, you can never stop. That's his idea. You can't stop once you've discovered it.
Well, I mean, let's get into the future, what they're setting up, what they're saying, what their agenda is right now with the global warming movement as its front.
Well, we're going to buy into this global warming idea as a reason to cut back on humanity itself, not just our patterns of consumption, but the numbers of humans. And people who want to feel good and buy into global warming are totally ignoring the culling off of the third world that they believe is necessary to get us back down to, quote, sustainable numbers.
Well, what I found with intellectuals, pseudo-intellectuals, which are the dominant breed, is that they get one idea and they fix on it. You know, they fixate on it. They lock in on that one idea, and then it's that theory, that idea, and everything, and then they make everything in the world and all their research conform and comply to that. Instead, in my studies, I've always found that it's actually a little mix of everything. A lot of theories have a lot of basis in reality, but the universe is so complex and varied and diverse that it's a much more complex tapestry than just that. And when I read by Kurzweil and Joy and literally hundreds of these top people, billionaires, this is all they talk about. And they say, robotics, development, nanotech, we're not going to need human populations for manufacturing. Are we going to give them baubles and entertainment, or are we just going to go ahead and kill everybody?
Humans and why the future doesn't need us anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was that particular paper, but I mean, they just repeat it, and Joy goes to the meeting, and they're all talking about it and freaked him out, because that's where it's going, folks. They're saying, wow, see, we always wanted to kill everybody anyways, and now it makes sense. We don't even need them. You see, I mean, it's like our economy. Close to 80% of all the federal, state, and county, city, water district, school district money has been invested in offshore corporations. None of it goes to pay for teachers or pensions or schools or paint or any or kids. And now, in just the next few years, it'll be close to 100% See, they don't even need your tax money anymore. They've sucked everything out of us. Now they're just grabbing up the parks, the infrastructure, the power plants, the oceans, the rivers, and they're militarizing the police against us. And, I mean, you can see it. The free market system was not really free market. It was a banking fraud to get everybody into debt. Now they've fully got us into debt. Now the police state comes in the next phase, and then it's the controlled culling. And lo and behold, I just organically saw their... See, nothing's really secret, because you can have a secret meeting at the New World Order level, but then you got to implement it. And then I could see the different pieces and see the implementation, you know, basically in a unified field theory of the political and sociological system, just from studying enough data points. And then to learn that they actually wrote it all down, and they're using exact terms that I organically used, again, shows me, man, we are in deep trouble, folks. And they're actually saying it. Aaron, from your study, how long do you think it'll till they release the first mega plagues? I think they're going to release smaller plagues in controlled fashion to condition us to be under stricter control, and then mega plagues after that. But I think we could be as close as only 10 years away from mega plagues.
The technology is there. I don't know when they plan to implement it. But I know they want us gone. We're not going to fit into the long-term scheme.
By mega plagues, I mean billions dead, folks. The first few will be millions dead.
Well, as soon as they make Africa happen, that's the first spot.
They've already run that off. They've got some countries, half the population's already died of one of the cocktail diseases. They've had international studies by other private groups that go, we don't understand. Children and women that never had, you know, children never had sex, or women that only had one partner have got AIDS. And, of course, they found the needles had especially encapsulated in them. But that was, of course, all a big accident. We'll be right back. Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Riders on the storm.
We are definitely riding the storm.
Riders on the storm.
To this world we're born.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown.
Final segment, I'll be live on the radio Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And we'll have a lot of key news information and your phone calls. You can listen to it locally on KLBJ 590, a growing list of fabulous AM and FM affiliates across the country, Global Shortwave at WWCR, and the Internet at Infowars.com. Also, there's a free podcast each day that serves out at the end of the show at Infowars.com. You can subscribe to your MP3 or iPod or iPhone device. And we restream the show 21 hours a day as well on the weekend, 24 hours a day. Friday show you can hear again on Saturday at Infowars.com. Remember, we grow, we reach people, we're able to fight these monsters, and maybe some small chance, well, we can certainly win with God's help, but no chance without God, to beat this new world order. Aaron Dykes, in closing here, anything, other key tidbits? There's so much here, it's...
Alex, the new eugenics is not going to be what we saw in the past century. The new eugenics is going to be screening your babies for genetic markers, and if it doesn't meet the cut, negative eugenics, you're gone. So it is going to be negative and positive eugenics.
And they're already pressuring people. In fact, I was just reading a study. Two-thirds of the time when they tell a woman they think the baby's got Down syndrome, it doesn't really.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but go ahead.
But that's just going to be for the plebes. That's the new negative eugenics for the plebes. If you don't make the cut, your baby's not going to be allowed.
But the elite's going to get the extra therapy.
It's going to be a new stratification. If you don't get the life extension, if you can't pay for memory implants, if you can't pay to have the genetic markers,
and it's going
to
be a status thing. They're going to have rock stars getting it, and then see everybody, oh, my gosh, I wish I could have it. Oh, look, American Idol season 24, they got awards with it. They got the prize.
It's going to be
full augmentation.
It's going to be status of augmentation, and just like films like Gattaca, that stratification, that part of society is going to be a new Nazi breed of if you don't strive to a particular image of perfection, you can't compete and you can't really.
And they're already saying that, well, if you want a job in defense or anywhere else, like the Mexican Attorney General making them get chips or Special Forces having to get them, oh, well, you don't have to have it, but then, yeah, you got to have it because of terrorist, well, because of the threat. And, kind of like we're Amish, all those people, they don't want it.
Yeah, and Kurzweil also talks about the kind of new bio plagues, the data plagues, the nanobot plagues. There's all sorts of monstrous things that face us, even if we are allowed into this new digital age of.
Well, let's be clear. They've already, for hundreds of years, kept their technology advanced, their mysteries, their secrets, in kind of technological spires that are above the general architecture and landscape. So they're at least 20, 30 years ahead. That's what we know of in technological spires right now. With technology doubling in data storage every year now, it's not every 2 years, and with other general technologies doubling every 3 years on average, they probably have hyper-warped to technological levels we might not even be able to comprehend at this point.
Things do work.
I think
work.
That's why there's the arrogance now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things work incrementally like that. And you can also play it off of H.G. Wells predicting the atom bomb in 1915, not used until 1945. Big coincidence there. Brave New World, 1932. Those kind of things only becoming public now. And what they're telling us now through Kurzweil and others may only be just the tip of the horrible new iceberg.
Now, just what they admit is enough to have them all indicted and arrested. I mean, it's bad, but it's just... Well, good job, Aaron, part three. When Endgame's done, I'm going to have you back in for maybe a two-hour show where we just, with notes, maybe even clips from the film, walk absolutely through the whole system. Now, Endgame's about Bilderberg, it's about the international banking system, the highways. You know, the first two-thirds of the film give you their infrastructure, and then we give you the coup de grace, that they're coming for you and your family, they're coming for me, they're coming for my family. It's Mortal Kombat. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.